All right, welcome to August 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo.
And one of the reasons why I do the show is because I'm the youngest of four kids, and growing up, I felt like I was never heard. So now I'm taking out my frustrations on the masses. You're welcome.
I put this podcast together from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California. It's right next to San Diego, America's finest city. If you're looking to move here, or if you do live here, and if you have any questions about real estate investments or refinancing, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com and then give her a call at 619-507-4906. And let's begin the show as we normally do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everyone stand up and put our right hands over our hearts and face the flags if we have one and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Very nice. And now on to today's headlines.
Eisenhower and the CIA work with Britain to make an Iranian regime change in Operation Ajax.
Merrick patents the wrench. Billy the Kid makes his first kill.
And Francesca becomes the furriest rabbit in the world.
All right, so now let's do this.
1953, Operation Ajax. Eisenhower and the CIA worked with British troops to overthrow Mossadegh. It was actually the Brits' fault. They're the ones who came up with the idea. Depending on who you ask, of course, just like the fact that it probably had nothing to do with the Illuminati or Christianity or communism until President Eisenhower got involved. The Iranians have never been amused by this story. After all, newly democratically elected Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh was simply trying to take back British-controlled oil in their own lands. But the Anglo-Iranian oil company, nowadays BP Oil, controlled it and cared not to give it up. Now, former President Truman had advised against sending the United States Central Intelligence Agency to control Iran, since, you know, that would set a bad precedent for the CIA going into other countries and staging protests and causing riots and assassinating worldwide figures. We can't let that happen, right? But British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and current U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower figured that Mossadegh might get a little too cozy with the USSR, and the fear of the domino effect of eastern areas would continue to fall. Kermit Roosevelt, FDR's grandson, wrote the plans for Ajax, which would overthrow the democratically elected Mossadegh and put in the last Shah of Iran, Mohammad Reza Pahlavi, as a monarch to rule the country. In all, around 200 to 300 Iranians were killed during the coup, and for 26 years, the Shah remained in power with help from the United States CIA. In 1979, the Shah would be overthrown, which, of course, would lead to the Iranian hostage crisis, tensions in the Middle East that exist to this day, and the attacks of 9/11 itself. The classified documents wouldn't be released until 2013.
1835. Solomon Merrick from Springfield, Mass. patents the first wrench. Now, of course, wrenches have been around for centuries, but Merrick gets the credit because he got the patent. It's that simple. Charles Monkey, by the way, patented the Monkey Wrench, which was actually named after him, except he took out the C from his name. 1877, Windy Cahill messes with the wrong kid. Billy the Kid, that is. And Billy kills his first man. William Henry McCarty, otherwise known as Billy the Kid, was working as a ranch hand in 1877 in Arizona at the Camp Grant Army Post. Also working there at the time was a big Irish blacksmith named Frank Cahill, otherwise known as Windy, who enjoyed picking on a young and scrawny Billy. Legend has it, on August 17, 1877, the two men started calling each other names and went to throw. Cahill easily pushed down Billy and pinned him to the ground, completely overwhelming him. Billy responded by pulling out his pistol and shooting Cahill in the gut. Cahill died the next day of his wounds, and fearing imprisonment and retaliation from Cahill's friends, Billy the Kid headed back to his former home in New Mexico and got involved in the Lincoln County Wars.
2014, Francesca becomes the furriest rabbit in the world. Talk about having a good hair day. Nyuk, nyuk. My rabbitless top hat goes off to Betty Chu, who mentioned in a YouTube interview that Angoran rabbits can grow their wool quite long, but it takes work to maintain the fur. She keeps her fluffy furry friend neatly groomed and free from matted fur in her backyard, Morgan Hill, California, smack dab in the middle of the Bay Area. Not only do Betty and Francesca have about a dozen awards on the living room mantle, it was on this day in 2014, Francesca's bunny fluff was measured 1 foot, 2.3 inches, and sent into the record books for the fluffiest. Luckily for this hairy hair, a trim job would be in order for her to be able to mate with her boyfriend. At the risk of sounding too graphic, according to Betty, his equipment couldn't find her treasure. And so, now I'm blushing. Anyway, those are her words, not mine. Betty's goal was to have the best English Angoran rabbit in the world. Well, she got one even better. She got an American Angoran rabbit. USA! 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 And so that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for August 17th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's program. For example, did you know about that story of Operation Ajax? What about that story of Billy the Kid? I've got a million of them, and they're all great.
Did you have any bunny rabbits, George?
So yeah, let me know what you think on the comment board. You can also take a crack at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on the website. And don't miss tomorrow's show. I'll talk about Monica Lewinsky, Jay's Treaty, a sea serpent, TV game shows, James Meredith, and Wrigley Field. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. And until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. See you then.